I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Previously on Homeland.
I'm here to see Lady Tomo.
We've come to sign up with the Glorious Fire Nation.
Fetch the water.
Of course.
Oh my dear.
I've decided to try and make my own way in the world.
Well, we just got this mine.
The Fire Nation.
No, us. We did.
Here. And she hands you 2 emeralds. They don't trust you to know what a bucket is because they're not terribly bright themselves.
Waterbenders! It's gotta be!
I'm pretty sure Connor is just going back to her roots now. Maybe we just need to go. I can protect you. You can fight for us.
I'm ashamed of you. I'm going to get our friends, and you need to think hard about what you value the most.
And now,
Sean. What in the world is happening with me in a cave?
Oh my goodness.
You better be
He's become
some...
a miner. He's happy as Larry. He's...
You might have had a whole spiritual experience in the whole time that this has happened.
There's a spirit ball down here.
Tariq, the cave is a mining shaft. There is tracks, mining carts, and lights leading the way down. There is the sound and echo of activity further down. But it being a cave and a mine shaft, in particular, makes it difficult to tell how far down it will be.
So Tariq starts heading down as he's left the group, and he's just like very much under his breath. You can hear him muttering to himself, as all the people in Avatarverse tend to talk to themselves from time to time. Yeah, sure, we spend all this time, you know, we're just meant to be focusing, but no, let's go see our aunt, and no, let's do this and let's do that. Come on, Tariq. And he just mumbles to himself constantly about this, like the fact that they are fractured. They are like, fine, I'll do it myself then. And he keeps walking down.
Great. Eventually, you find yourself in a, like a cavern. It's not terribly big. There is a pool of water in the center where miners, about 15 people, 3 what look like supervisors and 12 actually like doing the work, are mining ore and natural resources from the earth. It looks like it's an iron ore deposit. They're using tools, and 1 or 2 of the supervisors are occasionally stepping in and using earth bending to like clear bigger pieces out.
Right, so it's all earthbenders currently, Earth Nation.
There is no one seems to wear Fire Nation insignia. The earthbenders, the supervisors, are old men, and so the earthbending that they're doing is not particularly impressive or strong. They look quite feeble, in fact. And the workers are men and women between the ages of like 18 to 32.
So as he starts to get closer, he's using light footfalls. He's trying to hug the shadows as Tariq kind of creeps along the edge of this cavern to get closer and closer and hear if there's any particular conversations that are going on or if there's anyone overwatching them, just trying to get closer and get a better assessment of the situation.
You hear nothing that would... there's nothing of interest in what's being said. It's all conversations about work.
And is there any other exit or entrance, or is this kind of like where...
That's where it ends.
It's at.
You do notice, sorry, I will fill this in.
Cool.
The center body of water is being used to kind of polish materials, wash the ore, and occasionally a precious jewel is found, and it's washed and put in a separate, like, kind of box.
He takes a moment, he scrutinizes and watches, and as sure as he's fairly certain that he's safe, he'll step out from the shadows and into kind of whatever light source
they have
around.
The low light, you make yourself known
stepping
out in. A few people turn and look at you. You can... I'd like you to assess the situation.
Yeah, great.
If you wouldn't... if you'd like to.
Yes. That's what I was attempting to do earlier.
Yeah.
7.
Okay. What of these questions would you like an answer to? What here can I use to blank? That's up to you. Who is the biggest threat? What should I be on the lookout for? What's my best way in or out through? And who is the greatest danger?
Yeah, because I'm kind of unsure where this is going at the moment. What is it that I should be on the lookout for?
Great. What you can observe and the big thing that you're looking for right now is, or on the lookout for, is, I guess, hope. And that is in short supply. The people here are downtrodden and, there's not a glimmer of hope. I guess the thing that you should be on the lookout for or concerned about is a Fire Nation soldier coming down into the mine. I think you knew that. Maybe a leader, maybe talking to one of the Earthbender supervisors is your go.
Yep. So he, as he steps out and people start to turn to face him, who's in charge here?
One of the old men who's an Earthbending supervisor turns around and goes,
who are you?
My name's Tariq, and you are? I love forcing the DM to get names up.
My name is Quay. Are you... what are you doing here?
Well, I'm... no one's in the city at the moment. It's completely empty. And saw a Fire Nation symbol up there, and so...
Are you with her?
Oh.
We're trying.
Oh, God,
we're sorry.
With the Fire Nation? Of course not. Are you?
We cannot be.
What does that mean?
They'll hurt us. They make us work down here. We used to work for the Earth Kingdom, and we could pick our own hours, and we had benders to defend ourselves, but they took them. And now our mine, it fuels the coffers of firebenders.
You're creating resources to make them stronger?
We don't have a choice.
Well, who's they?
And he points just to the top of the mine, like where the mine shaft opening is.
Yeah.
And says,
what is she looking for specifically? What's the end goal here? What, you're just gonna mine till you drop?
He looks down and begins mining again, as if to answer that question.
No. There's what? A dozen of you down here? You're just gonna sit and take that from some old pompous lady sitting up on her throne of lies? No. No, that's not what you do. You put down those pitchforks right now. You come with me. Whatever they're using, you know.
You hear a mutter of, it's a pickaxe, but okay.
Quiet! That's not the point! Doesn't matter if it's a pitchfork, an axe, a sword, or a fuzzy little creature that you found in the cave and then you took as your own because you thought it was really cute and then you're like, maybe this can be my pet, but no, that's not the point!
One of the miners puts down a jackrabbit and it bounces away.
He goes, goodbye, my friend. Either way, you put down whatever it is you're holding, both in your hands and in your hearts, and you come up with me right now, and we take what's rightfully yours. We bulldoze that building to the ground. Who's with me?
I'm going to say that you're pleading, because you aren't intimidating, you aren't tricking, you aren't using skills or training. I would also happily take you pushing your luck, if you'd prefer to use that, because this could backfire pretty bad.
Emphasis on the fire.
Emphasis on the bad.
I was also going to ask whether this could be considered one of my moods. Now, I'll read it out completely.
Yeah, please.
Because I would consider this also... Oh, and I'll explain why.
Yeah.
I'll read it first. Is that the best you got? When you goad or provoke... So I'm leaning on the goad aspect.
Yeah, yeah.
An NPC into foolhardy action, which I think is just taking a nation of untrained people to storm a firebending... building
yeah.
without weapons.
Yeah.
Say what you want them to do, which I've said,
yeah.
and then I roll with passion. On a 10 plus, they do it. On a 7 to 9, I've got the three issues, which is they do it, but more intensely than expected. Do it, but more carefully than expected. They gain an advantage on me. And they don't do it, but they embarrass themselves. They're not in condition. Or they don't do it, but only catch themselves at the last minute. And on a miss, they're provoked to take harsh action directly against me in a way I'm not ready to counter.
I'm going
to
ask, what's your harmony?
My harmony is minus one.
Okay.
But I'm happy to do it.
Hmm.
So I can, I'm happy to go so, with...
So your roll and the pushing your luck roll is the same?
Actually, I like the pushing the luck option.
Okay.
Yeah. Phil, you got... You can also, if you believe what you're doing is in line with your principles, you can always roll with a principle by taking one fatigue.
That's yeah, true. You
I,
can.
I don't think it is. I don't really think it's...
I just wanted to give you a third option.
You know
are always possible.
Actually, I would potentially say that I think this is in line with survival, because this isn't about... These aren't trained soldiers, like, about to go to war. This is just... No, this is no way to live. Do this because it's what you should be doing.
Yes.
To have an effective life in this town.
You did just say they were going to mine until they drop.
I'm going to say yes, and I'm also going to remind you that you are inspired, if I recall correctly.
I am.
Oh, so you could move it over.
So if you want to shift your balance...
You know what? I'm going to shift it. Here's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm going to use my inspiration... Or what is it? My...
Yeah, you're inspired.
Inspired yep. to plus two. And I'm going to live up to the principle and use the survival plus two.
Great. Okay, so you were going
to
use
I'll
it.
I'll reiterate what I was going to say. Is So I'm going to use that inspiration to shift my survival from plus one to plus two. And then I'm going to live up to my principle and use survival instead of the passion from push your luck.
Great. I think that's a great move. So mark off fatigue, lose your inspired, and roll... With survival.
That's two.
That's right.
I love that because you specifically said that they were going to till they drop.
Mm. Yeah.
So it is survival is on the line.
That is a 13.
Hooray!
Ooh! A 13, baby!
Very nice.
Who's with me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at me!
We can't
Come
do this
on.
For Gemma.
There's like the... one lady and she's fat.
And we, we don't body shame here.
Oh, sorry.
But she is evil. She is evil.
And then Tariq spins on his heels and like one hand he like while looking, not even looking behind him, reaches out with a hand to get a gust of water to follow him from behind. And as they rush forward, he's going to take it with him.
Yeah, beautiful. The earthbenders have the three old men who are earthbenders, have covered their hands in rock, and they are coming with you. They all rush. All 15 people come out of the mine, rushing as a torrent up onto the street. Kana, you
yes.
hear the commotion as your aunt hands you the jewelry and begins talking about how the Earth Kingdom citizens are weak and easy to direct, and they just need to be set a task and they will do it. You hear a murmuring and a rumbling coming from very close by, coming from the mine shaft. She says, "Oh, what's that?"
"I think that's the Earth Kingdom, Auntie."
"What do you mean?"
"You haven't been doing a very good job leading."
"What do you mean? You've got the rewards of my leadership in your hands."
"Look out the window, Auntie. These are people and they are angry."
She is going to lean out the window and she sees 16 people, one waterbender and 15 Earth Kingdom citizens all standing out the front of the building. The earthbenders smash the palanquin. It tumbles out the way.
And Tariq stands there and from where he is, he just goes, "I suggest you," as the torrent of water kind of hovers above him in almost like a stationary tidal wave. "I suggest you... Well, let's see. Your options are surrender, or that building's coming down right now."
"Oh, hi, Tariq."
"Oh, I think you have something about taunting someone in your playbook."
It's not really a roguish charm. I would say it's more so an intimidate, which also uses my passion anyway.
Great. Mm. I'll hold on to that scene just for a second because,
great.
Phil, you're absolutely right. Along arrives Zhang.
Hi, Tariq.
Hey, Zhang.
Leading a rebellion?
Another day.
Good job.
He's taken this force thing right.
I don't know. You said something about focus and, well, maybe I took it to heart.
Are you gonna surrender? Or are we gonna come up there and make you?
Let's have your intimidate roll.
Can I help?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you need the help, let me know. I'll mark a fatigue and I'll brandish my spear intimidatingly.
No, you'll just turn an 8 to a 9.
All right.
So with a 7 to 9, on a hit, they choose one. So, Chris, you have the following. They're either going to run to escape and get back up. They back down but keep watch. They give in with a few stipulations, or they attack us but off balance, and so you'll mark a condition on them.
Okay, I'm going to tell you narratively what happens.
Great.
I'm going to let you know that they are going to run to get back up. From your perspective, though, it will appear as though she's fleeing
just in general.
The scene.
She's doing what I told her to do. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Okay, but we'll see how that goes, so give me a bit of narrative time.
Yep.
Your auntie looks to you. My dear, we have to go.
No, you have to go, auntie.
What?
Well, you said this mine is mine. Damn that sentence.
No, it's great. No, it's a great sentence.
Yeah.
This mine is mine.
Well, you said this mine is mine. And if you can't handle the heat, get out. I'm sorry, auntie. But you're just not strong enough for this.
She takes a breath in. And begins running down the stairs. Looks behind her. Looks at you. And says, you're just like your mother. And runs out.
Do I get to do anything?
Is that a call out of a...
I'm going to say that it is.
Mm. It feels like a tradition call out, doesn't it?
It's a tradition call out. It's a weird one because...
Yeah, yeah.
It's a shifting your balance, not a call out.
Yeah, it's a shifting your balance. So I'm going to shift your balance. You can resist. The way this is focused, the way this is coming out is that the way you've articulated your takeover...
Yes.
...is through force.
Yes.
That is, you haven't gone, hey, settle down, I'm going to take over and we can change the way we do this together.
Mm.
You've said, might makes right, and you've just been forced out violently by these people.
Mm-hmm.
So she is shifting your balance towards tradition. So you resist.
Yes.
With 2d6.
Is that just a flat roll?
Was that plus minus?
It is just a flat roll.
Nope.
It's a miss. Okay. On a miss, they know, and this is your auntie, so they do know.
They know me.
They know you. They know just what to say to throw you off balance. And I think I got right at you there.
Yeah.
Mark a condition. And
choose.
Mark a condition. So which condition would you like?
I've already got quite a few.
That's not good.
No.
Guilty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because she took... Yeah, yeah.
This is her family. This is her family's legacy.
Absolutely. And Ellen.
Yep.
What is your current balance at?
It was at one tradition.
One tradition?
Yes.
Go to 3.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You shifted twice.
I thought she was off balance there for a second.
Yeah.
I thought she might have been at 2 already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's close. Okay. Those words sting. Yep. They hurt.
How dare you? And I think it's almost like the tears sizzle off her face. I am nothing like my mother. And she's going to set fire to the place.
Great.
She's going to burn this whole place down.
Great.
Yeah. Streams of fire arc out as she sobs in anguish.
Yeah, fantastic. So, for those outside, you see the woman, the auntie.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The governess run out the door. And she runs past down the street as the Earth Kingdom citizens laugh and jeer and point at her and say, "Get out! Get out of our town and never come back!" Sean, does Tariq want to do anything in particular?
Oh, no. The whole point is that's akin to surrendering.
Yeah, beautiful.
He's more so like, now he's like, with this torrent of water behind him, he's seeing like a bunch of like, swirls of red and orange begin to emanate from the building, and that has him it's drawn his focus a little bit more.
Yeah, for sure.
We need her. She knows where Bashira is.
Cool. And while that happens, Chloe, you're just drying your eyes with two fire soldiers who are...
Yeah. I was like thinking about it, like, yeah, she's crying, and they're just like flailing there.
No, they're consoling. They're trying to help.
Oh, that's precious. Sorry, I'm moving. That's so precious.
They're trying to help.
These two.
They go, yeah. People are hard.
Yeah.
Hard being just, in the Fire Kingdom.
It's been a long few days.
Friendship is hard.
Yeah.
You just got to have each other's back.
Yeah. She starts like...
They comfort again.
Yeah.
How about we teach you how to use a bucket? That might cheer you up.
Okay.
While you say okay, the governess runs by screaming, "To me, you fools! To me! I need help! Help! Help!" They look to each other, look to you, look to each other again, look to her, and chase after her, saying, "We're coming, ma'am, we're coming!"
Can I chase after them as well?
Yeah, your intention?
Well, the last thing Zhang told me was that she knows where Bashira is.
Great.
So I kind of want to chase after her and see if I can get that information.
Great. I'm going to have Zhang as chasing after them as well. Earth Kingdom running.
Stop that, auntie!
Hi, Zhang.
We're going to have two scenes where the guards have a encounter with the two Earth Kingdom citizens, Earth Kingdom Bender, our Earth Bender, and our Earth Kingdom Soldier. And we're also going to have the fire explosion in the governess's tax office building with a waterbender outside holding water ready at the hand.
Do they think using the bucket would cheer you up because they find great joy in using the bucket?
Yeah, they're just really they're like, passionate about the bucket.
Do you want to... We can teach you how to use the bucket. We just figured out. It's great.
I heard teach and I was like, ooh, they're going to teach you something useful. Bucket. No.
One day we're going to get two buckets.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Okay. You're going to just use your skills and training.
Cool.
Because these guys, Abbott and Costello, are pretty... They're not engaging, exciting foes to be fighting down. They're just obstacles in the way, and we're just going to breeze past them. So for both of you, Clove... Let's have Clove do it first, and then if it's a miss or you need help, Jane can come in and help.
Cool.
So how are you going to knock these two guards to the side and capture her?
Yeah, which is interesting because I'm going to roll with focus, but then I have a -2 because I'm troubled.
Troubled.
Ah.
So just Questiodo, does that mean that it's +3, -2, so I end up on +1?
Correct.
Yes.
Cool. Okay. Well, that's not so bad then.
And so how are you Earth... So you're using your skills and training?
Yeah, so like we're running... Sorry, Zhang. You're right. We need to stick together. And then, like, as she says that, she's, like, going to skid to a halt. And as she skids, like, the force... She's going to send the force of each of her feet, the earth kind of... Yeah, right along the earth to kind of knock both of them
off the path.
Out of their feet?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Off their feet. A little like seismic kind of like ripple
yeah,
effect.
Yeah, so one from each foot, one aiming to each person.
Like the earth has been dug up by armadillos or something.
Yeah,
gophers
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
it's bumping them off. Yeah,
and
great.
So like, and so then we can just keep running straight through.
I'll let you grab her as well in this same thing. So describe how you'd grab her as well.
Okay, cool, cool, cool. So I've knocked them both off, so they're kind of off to the side now, and I run straight through, and I think... see if you think I can do this.
Yeah, sure.
I think she feels quite like, I don't know, it's very emotional time for her, and so she's going to really push her boundaries. You might want me to push my luck as well. It might be more pushing my luck. I want to like, as I'm closing in on her, just drop the earth down, like... the size of a room. So she's essentially in like a little earth.
Oh, like make a little like box
a pit,
trap.
A pit. Yeah. I want to just make a pit.
Okay. I have a like counter suggestion because I know that your character uses a lot of like mud.
Yeah. Go, go, go.
I'm thinking maybe like some sort of quicksand sort
oh, yeah.
of thing.
That
like,
kind of, yeah. That's kind of similar anyway of like getting her trapped is yeah. what I want to do to
she's
her.
She's running and then she just sinks.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, cool. Yeah.
And it becomes slowly like pebble, like bigger rocks, pebbles, and then slowly she's in like quicksand. And it's like a rocky, sandy sort of space.
I like the idea that like you've got a side camera view of her running, but you only see from the knees up, and then she just stops and her arms are still moving, but you look down and stuck in the mud.
Yeah, cool.
So give it a roll and see what you get with that plus one.
Sorry, slow math. That's a 9. That's 6 and 2 plus 1. Okay. So...
quick math.
Quick, very slow, quick math. Okay, great. So I do it imperfectly, which sounds about right because this is pushing her earthbending in ways she's not pushed it before.
Don't worry, I'll help you.
Yay!
Yay!
Jang, yes!
So when you stop to send the first seismic waves to... bump Abbott and Costello off to either side. Zhang, full tilt, then overtakes you.
Yeah, nice.
And what he does is he gets within reach and using the haft of his spear to just touch the back of her ankles of Aunt Tomoe so that she begins to trip and that when the puddle of mud is created in front of her. She just goes splat straight into it and is caught.
Yeah, beautiful. It's not mud. It goes sand
or rock. It's like, yeah, the earth is disintegrating, but it means that Clove needs to do less, which is more in her capabilities. So it's kind of more like something she's done before where the earth is kind of giving away a bit, shifting, and is knocking her off balance.
Yeah, and she lands into it.
Yes, and you've trapped her.
Yeah.
Fantastic. She's trapped. You've helped Zhang and Clove. You've knocked Abbott and Costello off to the side. They've gone boo, woo. And everyone's favourite aunt is trapped in some dirt, in some ground. Quick think to, like, it's not as dangerous, but when Katara in, like, episode 5 or 6, when the Earth Kingdom is like, go into the Avatar state. And he's like, no. And then they, like, bury her underground.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
very distressing.
Yes.
Anyway. Back at the town itself, the building is well and truly on fire. Whoever is in there, Tariq, has lit this thing up. What are you going to do?
So, the first thing that Tariq does, because I have an idea. So, Tariq, he sees like this, what feels like this ball of flame that is slowly starting to get bigger and bigger from the inside. And he's worried about the potential for a very catastrophic event that could level not just the building, but potentially a lot more.
Yeah.
And so he uses the tidal wave. First, he puts it in front. Like, he lets it wash through the Earth Kingdom people. And he uses it as a barrier. So this tidal wave is now sitting in front of them rather than behind them. And then he's going to use a stream of water underneath him to bring him up to the second floor to be like level and looking into that window where I presume he will see
Kana.
I am going to say that you're unable to do too much. That's quite a lot.
Then I will just... he'll just... you know what? Then let's make this simpler. The torrent of water that he had raised behind him, it shrivels and condenses and pulls underneath him and levitates him up so he can just... so it's just become a little levitating thing to allow him to come up to be level with Karna.
Great. I'm going to let that happen narratively. Karna is in the middle of a burning building, her feet bare, marks of her mother's scarring on her feet, what her mother did to her. The grounds, the elegant carpets of her aunt are burning and smouldering. Her own inheritance burns under her feet and above her head. And you are in the window, held there by water.
Hey, Karna, you're having a bit of a bad day at the moment?
She said I was just like my mother. I'm nothing like her.
No, I get it. And he allows the water to push him forward and he slips into the building and sets foot on the ground. Trust me, you know, I know a thing or two about familial issues.
Sean, I'm going to have Tariq take immediately 2 fatigue for doing this.
Great.
You're stepping in. It's actually one of the examples in the book. You're stepping into a burning building. I'm going to give you 2 fatigue.
And so he immediately coughs and puts a hand to his forehead to, like, shield himself from the fire and the brightness, the luminosity that's within the space. You know, I've got a bit of daddy issues. You've got a bit of mummy issues. Trust me, I know a thing or two about that.
Stay back, Tariq. You'll get burnt.
Oh, trust me. If I don't stay here, a lot more than just me is going to get burnt. You know, this whole building, don't know if you tell us or not, it's coming to the ground and it might take a lot more with it.
And so it should. It should all burn down. This building, everything that my family was doing, it should all burn down.
What about the people that live here? What about those Earth Kingdom people that are down there that are just trying to have a home, just trying to build a life? They've got their freedom, but this doesn't need to be destroyed. None of this needs to be destroyed. It just needs to be taken back. They need to be able to progress forward. They need to be able to forge their new life without the Fire Kingdom, but with all the tools to do so. And doing what you're doing now is not going to help that. It's not going to help you.
Are you trying to guide and comfort me?
I am absolutely trying to do that.
through a burning building.
So, Sean, you're absolutely guiding and comforting. Roll with harmony.
No. I roll.
Oh!
He's peppering in a few jokes and a few, like, things because he's trying to use his roguish charm.
Ah, very good.
He's realizing that he doesn't need to be serious, dead serious all the time. If he's going to be around people that he does have feelings for and is close to and is friends with, he has to also relate to them on a level that they understand. Like, focus is good, but so is just being teenagers.
Oh, I love that.
And so you're
much.
Rolling with creativity.
I am.
Yay.
It's going to take a lot out of him because he's now in fatigue 4.
Yeah. You're guiding and comforting?
Yes.
Doesn't cost you a fatigue unless...
Roguish Charm does.
Yeah. I see.
Yeah, to allow myself to do the creativity.
Yeah, very good.
8.
Thank God.
I was worried.
Ellen.
I want to be guided and comforted. I want to.
Please, I need guidance.
Ellen, you get to pick.
Yeah.
You can embrace the guidance and comfort.
Yeah.
You're going to clear a condition or 2 fatigue. And Sean, Tariq can ask Karna a question that you have to answer honestly.
Good.
Or you can shut him down. Now, I will point out, at the moment, in the middle of this burning building, either option is great.
Yes.
Okay? Yes. I'm happy to roll with either, but I'm just giving you that heads up that I am prepared as the DM to roll with whatever you throw at me. You do what you want to do.
Yeah. Karna, sobbing, opens her arms out and embraces Tariq in the middle of this room.
I catch on fire.
No. Hey!
he takes your hug. He potentially, there's a little bit of water that comes up to cool you down a touch as you embrace each other.
Sorry.
You don't need to be sorry. You never need to be sorry.
And she'll try and extinguish the flames.
Great. Both of you. Actually, whoever wants to, up to you. You can use your skills and training to put out the fire.
I'll help, because that would literally be what I'd do.
Yeah.
if you need it.
Kana rolls focus.
Yes. Before I'm going to clear angry.
That's probably right. Wise.
Yeah. The other ones, they probably stay.
Hang on, though.
Hi. What's up?
Could you not clear angry from destroying the building and then clear a different thing from his comfort? Because to clear angry, you destroy something important.
Oh, yes. A whole building.
Yes.
And all of the valuables within.
And it was kind of in a fit.
No. The reason is there's something immediately important that could be destroyed later.
Ah, that would clear. Mm. That would clear the anger if you destroyed that.
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Go for it.
And your auntie, as much as a person you know, a family member, they aren't immediately a friend.
She's not my friend.
That's right.
Yeah. And this building isn't particularly important to you personally either.
No.
Skills and training.
That's...
I'll bump that up to a 4 if you like.
Well, it's already a 4.
So it goes to a 5.
Yeah, which would be nothing. I'm not going to...
Don't mark your fatigue.
Yeah.
That's all right.
But can I... If I see that... could I potentially... Oh, wait. Just... No, bad stuff has to happen, doesn't it?
Not great stuff.
And then you can try and put it out.
I think they have one less official building in their town.
Okay, I am going to say that the fire is getting out of control. I'm going to offer the option, first and foremost, to Kana, who is trying to put out the fire. Can you explain how you do?
In the center of the room, she is trying to basically squash the flames, which is unfortunately sending more of it out, I would say, along the walls themselves. So less the center of the room and the floor, but now it's just spreading to the walls and the ceilings.
Great. I'm going to let you roll, push your luck.
Do not fail.
I'll just give you the heads up.
Yep.
I'm letting you roll, push your luck.
Mm-hmm.
If you miss, the consequences will be even worse.
Mm.
It'll be fun.
If you hit, everything's all good.
Great.
And I can always help.
No pressure.
This is with passion.
Passion.
You have been listening to Homeland, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/RollToCast. Avatar Legends, the role-playing game, was created by Magpie Games. Nickelodeon, Avatar, and all related titles, logos, and characters are trademarks of Viacom International Incorporated.
Let's resolve the combat exchange first.
Yes.
Because it isn't too hard. They aren't too bright. So,
I don't like their chances even like running away.
You know what? We don't need to do a combat exchange because the game allows us to just brush by that if we don't need to.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.